You.
I'm just saying, bro. Episode 87. I'm Earl.
I'm Staff. Y'all know that spill. Go to that YouTube page. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell so y'all the first to all our videos.
All that.
Everywhere you stream a podcast, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, anywhere you listen to a podcast, we there. So stream us up. Go follow us on our Instagram page too. I'm just saying, bro, podcast. Bro, that Twitter too. You know what I mean? Go show us some love. But
all that. We got to get right into it, bro.
Yeah,
I've been going crazy. He went crazy the last two games, but the last game, they actually got a W. They won by 20 points. So, crazy. My question off the rip is, since we already waiting on the game tonight, I want to just ask you off rip to get it out the way. What's your prediction for tonight?
Well,
game four.
A part of me want to say that the Bucks is going to win because I feel like, I don't know, like the way Giannis playing, like if he keep playing like this, like all he needs is a little bit of help the way he playing. So, but I don't think he can keep this up. Like, I don't think he's going to put up another 40 piece tonight. So, I'm going to just go with the Suns. I think the Suns are going to win this game tonight. They're going to bring everybody back down to earth.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
They gonna, and I feel, I don't know. I just don't feel like the Bucks going to do it. Like, not this time. They did it before against the Nets and all that. Like, I get it. They fight back. They good playing at home.
Right.
I hear everybody like, oh, they ain't losing no games at home and all that. I think the Suns going, like, I think Chris Paul is, like, going to put his foot down tonight.
So you think the difference from game three that we just watched where the Bucks won by 20 to tonight is going to be that Giannis is going to cool off and Chris Paul is going to go crazy pretty much.
And not so much that Chris Paul really going to go off. It's the fact that how many times is you going to have Devin Booker having the game that he had? You know what I'm saying? And on top of, like, I think, like I said, Chris Paul going to put his foot down. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
On top of him putting his foot down, and Devin Booker not going to shoot like he shot last game. So, I think they just going to show them tonight. Like, all right, now. We winning.
They going to show them who the better team is.
Yeah, I just believe that. I don't know. I know everybody got the Bucks winning. Obviously, they the favorite tonight. I just think the Suns going to do it for some reason. I don't know. I just think Chris Paul not going to let this slip. Like, he has an opportunity to win a chip. Like, why play with your food? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Don't let Giannis and them tie this thing up. And now they feel like we could win a chip now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because that obviously, that's what it is. It's a tie series now. It's the best out of three. So, I mean,
if they win tonight, it's a tie series.
Yeah, 2-2. Hey, man, now we back even. What's up? Go to y'all. Hey, man, I don't know. But at the end of the day, I feel like the Suns is going to win because obviously they got home court advantage. So maybe that's what it'll come down to, a game seven in Phoenix.
Maybe.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're going to get it done in I would have to say they're going to get it done in five at the crib. They're going to come out tonight, which is so crazy. It sounds like I'm trying to make a hot take, but I'm really not, though, trying to make a hot take. Like, I really think this is going to happen. They're going to shut everything down. Like, all right, y'all had y'all little game. Y'all beat us by 20. You don't think they're going to come out? You know what I'm saying? They got cooked by 20 in the finals.
Oh, no, they are. They about to come out and go crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they got to come out like that. I know Monty Williams going to have them young boys.
Booker had 10 points, bro. Watching that game three, what I really seen was, okay, the Bucks came out hot. That was some – it seemed like – I know everybody played great, but once you go home, you get that little boost from your home crowd. That's what it seemed like to me. Like, they just looked like they had more energy the whole night. It was a couple players on the Suns that was hooping. Cam Johnson was hooping. Jay Crowder
was he?
Like, it's a couple guys that was still hooping on the Suns, but, like, you see that the – starters was on the bench. Well, some of the starters was on the bench for a lot of minutes. Like, yeah. Devin Booker was on the bench a lot of minutes down the stretch. Bridges was on the bench for a lot of minutes down the stretch. Ayton was in foul trouble, but also if it was a close game, he probably would have been back in there before he was actually back in there.
Right.
So, like, you could see that it was kind of like, at a certain point, it was kind of like Monty was just like, all right, we're going to rest. We just got to get one here. We just got to get one here, wrap this series up, like you said, possibly in five. But I don't know, though. We're going to see. I think
that's what I'm saying. That might be crazy.
That might be too quick. I think Giannis going to fight back.
Yeah, that might be crazy. And you know they want to stretch this finals along. Yeah. You know they want to get as much money as possible. You know how that go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, unless they're gonna do the summer league, which I don't think they're doing, so
They should.
They definitely should do the summer league.
They might not, though.
I know. I miss the summer league so much, man. Watching them young
Summer
bulls
league,
hoop. I know.
that's the best.
Crazy.
Shit, that's one of the best parts, watching young boys who they be going all out there. Then you got the old heads that just try to earn a roster spot.
Real rap. Like Mike Beasley, he playing for Trailblazers summer league team. I'm trying to see that. Like he a bucket, bro. That's the lefty mellow.
Man, it's a lot of different angles like that. But yeah, I think I got the Suns tonight too, bro. I think I got the Suns. I got I think my young boy Kale gonna have another good game tonight. He had a dud the other night. I think him and Devin Booker gonna have good games.
For sure.
And I'm hoping CP3 finally could get off with the assist, because I feel like they've been kind of planning to be a scorer. I feel like they might try to switch it up, maybe. Who
Okay.
knows? Try to make him a passer. But they've been playing them passing lanes on him real good the first three games. I will say that. So we're gonna see though, because they got it's some give and take. Like now, if Devin Booker come out hot, because he just had an off game, now you got to guard the team completely differently.
That's what I'm saying. And then
So,
they got a lot of shooters and stuff. So it's like, you can't stop everybody. So everybody not going to have a bad night. So, I mean, I just don't think you have a repeat of that last game for sure.
no.
You're not getting, they're not
Definitely.
getting cooked like that.
What's so crazy is, it's like, if you was just looking at the stats, if somebody was just telling you the stats, you probably would have thought that the Suns was like either winning or it was a much closer game. Like, it didn't look like it was supposed to be that bad at first. Like, when it was like first started getting bad, I think like third quarter. What was it, like mid, late third quarter? It
Right.
looked like the Suns, if I was just looking at the stats, it looked like they actually should have been in the game. So I was kind of confused. Maybe that's the Scott Foster effect, but hey,
The
I don't know. But we're going to see, because well, some of these superstitions be true sometimes. I'm not saying it is, I'm just saying.
Hey, bro, like we all know the NBA is fixed. So at the end of the day, anything can happen.
That's what I'm saying.
Anything could happen on the NBA. So, I mean, but I.
Who would you bet money on for Finals MVP if you had to right now? You got maybe two games, maybe three, maybe four games left. Who you think will win Finals MVP if you had to do it right now? Random question.
I probably had to go with Giannis, but they losing, so it's kind of hard for me to say that too. But I don't have to go with
That
Giannis.
you
The
think
way he
Giannis
playing,
would
bro,
have to win.
yeah, about to say the way he playing is like you don't want to give Finals MVP to the losing team, obviously, or the me from
Right.
a player on a losing team. But right now, as the games are as everything is still going, Giannis, he's obviously what he just did these back to back games, bro. Like it's
Yeah, he
ridiculous,
just
bro.
went crazy.
Ridiculous, bro. Making it look easy. You know what I'm saying? So,
Yeah.
if listen, bro, I just
I
was
think Chris
listening to
Paul about to be
what's
stupid, though.
that's what I'm
I
saying.
think that's a real good matchup, him and Drew, bro. That is a crazy matchup.
I know. I know.
That's two dogs.
Drew gotta stop shooting so much though. He be
No, he don't.
jacking, bro.
No, he don't. You know what he got to start doing? He got to start actually taking his time. He just be out there flinging that joint up on some of them joints, and then he be having some bad misses.
That's what
He
I'm
actually
saying.
take his time, bro. He be hitting that joint.
Yeah, that's why he need to relax, because he ain't no shooter like that. Stop letting that thing fly. Like, well, he probably got the green. Like, they probably telling him, like, yo, just shoot. Like,
Bro,
they gotta be telling him that, because he be letting that thing fly. The other night, he
on
had like
defense.
11 shots in the first quarter, like first quarter, like 5 minutes into the first quarter. I'm
Bro,
like,
he was
yo,
like 3 for 11.
yo, brawling, bro. Like, I'm like, this dude is insane.
Loved it. I was watching it like, yep, shoot some more threes.
He said, I
Was
loved it.
like, yep, keep shooting, Drew. That's what they need, though. They need Drew to keep shooting. They need Chris Middleton to keep shooting, because you know what Giannis is going to do.
Right.
Giannis is going to put his head down and go to the rack. He's going to grab offensive rebounds and go back up. He's going to give you a couple pull-up mid-ranges. He's going to give you a couple fadeaways. He might attempt a couple threes. But,
Right.
like, you need – the dudes around him is going to have to stretch the floor. Like, they need Chris Middleton and Drew to be aggressive from the perimeter.
For
They
sure.
need the other guys too, of course, but those are the people that's going to be on the floor with him most of the minutes. So they got to be aggressive with it too. For real, for real.
That's real.
I mean, you could bring in Bobby Portis and Brooke Lopez and Brent Forbes and dudes like that and tell them to be aggressive, but they not going to be in the clutch. At least not all three of them, maybe one of them.
Yeah, they can't. defensively.
Maybe one of them. Maybe one of them. Like, so them starters got to be aggressive. PJ Tucker got to start shooting more, even though
that, I feel like he has been, though. Like, even if he's getting the little bunnies, even if he's getting the little bunnies underneath the bucket.
Nah, he has been shooting more this series, though. He's been averaging a couple shots, but I feel like he need a couple more. He got to find them open corner threes. He got to be ready.
They on that. They on that. They ain't having it. Everybody knew his game. Everybody knew what he waiting for.
Hey, you got to stay there all day, then.
That's
real. They're going to leave you eventually. You got to post up, baby. You're not supposed to be scoring 30, 40 anyway. You could post up.
That's real. That's definitely real. Right up.
Backdoor cut, a couple of them Jones, but yeah. For sure, they need the starters to be aggressive. I like the Suns tonight. I think the Bucks definitely have a great chance, though. Of course, they do today on their home court. But I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's one of them games that, you know, if the NBA wasn't fixed, we'll probably go into overtime or double overtime or something like that. But, right. You know, different things like that, you know, the game's going to be over in regulation. So, yeah. But I think it's going to be a real close game. I don't think it's going to get away from the Suns. Nah, damn sure I don't think it's going to get away from the Bucks. I think it might get bad for somebody early, though, but they're going to fight back.
Okay.
Maybe down by like 15, 20, come back.
Still. I don't even think it's going to get to that. I think it's going to be back and forth all night. It's like, bro, this is a pivotal game, though, bro. It's a pivotal game. It's going to be crazy. Yeah, I feel like them butterflies going to be in their stomachs and stuff. I don't know, bro.
He about to leave, man. I can't wait. It's been like 3 nights since the NBA game came on? 2 nights?
I feel like, yeah. Bro. I hate the distance now. I mean, baseball is cool, but they on a break too. And I don't even like watching baseball like that. That shit boring, but.
Baseball is boring to watch. But
yeah.
I'm
about to say, it's very soon though, bro. Camps and shit, we're going to start the end of this month. I think they start like, I think the Eagles start like the 27th, 28th, something like that. So it's almost time, baby. It's almost time. They got them joint practices and all of that. All that's about to start. So I can't wait for that, man. We got to definitely get ready because you know that season going to come fast. And we got to, yeah, man, I'm trying to go crazy this year with the NFL.
What's the day's date? July 14th. Okay. Yeah, I feel you. It seemed like we got a lot of time, but we don't. So I feel you.
Yeah.
Already know. But yeah, I think we both got the Suns winning tonight. We could talk about some USA basketball if you wanted to, just to get into it real quick.
Which is surprising.
Yeah, it is. It is. But I think it's a little overblown. I think this is not. I mean, you always expect the USA teams to be better than everybody else teams. But this is not that. This is not Kobe, LeBron, KD, Chris Paul, James Harden. Like this is not that. This is not that type of team. We got to give them some games to get their chemistry together, different stuff like that. I think they're going to put up a fighting chance, but I do think it's some teams that might get crazy on us, try to get us out of here this year for sure, because it's not built. The USA roster is not built how it usually is built, to me personally.
Yeah. I feel like they cool. They just ain't have no big man.
Yeah.
Like we too small. So I mean, obviously that's what I was watching ESPN and all that. They talking about they wanted to play small ball. They wanted to outscore everybody. But I don't think that was the best idea because we all know like it's not the NBA. Like I said, like it's different. It's like it's more physical. You need a big man out there. Like, come on now. Like, or at least you need like some physical guys. I feel like they ain't even got no physical guys out there. Everybody finesse for real, for real. Like
everybody except Draymond.
Yeah. What? Nobody really defenders. Like they got all offensive threats.
They bringing Chris Middleton and Drew once it's over. Chris Middleton, Drew, and Devin Booker. That might help them.
How is that helping them, though? I mean,
Drew and Chris Middleton play defense.
Chris Middleton don't play that good of a defense. He ain't that much of a difference. He's not going to make that much of a difference. Now, Drew, yeah, I give you that. But come on now. Chris Middleton is not going to make that much of a difference. I'm talking about big men. They need a big man. They need a rim protector.
You need a big man, but Chris Middleton and Drew play defense, bro.
That's real, but they don't play defense that good to affect it.
I mean, they're not guarding the paint, so I feel where you're coming from. You still need a big man regardless. Bam. You
need boards.
Yeah, Bam is tough and all that, but this is not the NBA where everybody's stretching the floor and all that. Some teams is packing the paint. They trying to be right at you. We got dudes that's all out there looking for calls, falling all over the floor, not getting nothing. So
yeah, like, bro, this is not the NBA. Stop being an actor, bro. Just hoop. Exactly. Like, you actually get away with a lot more. You would think these NBA players would take advantage of that. Like, bro, you can play. Like, you can really go crazy in this job. Like,
you can really bump into somebody and get an and one. Yo, and they're not going to call the charge as long as you don't get too crazy.
Yeah, they let you hoop. So, I feel like they're going to get it together, too. Like, I didn't think, like, it was, like a big thing. But it's still, like, damn. Like, we don't lose games. Like, what y'all doing? Obviously, it's just an exhibition game. So, it's like, all right, it don't really matter. But still, like, you giving those teams confidence. I feel like that's what it mattered. Like, that's why it mattered. Because in the later stages, when it's come time to play for the medals, like, now what if we got to play one of the teams that beat us? They're going to be like, well, we done already beat them. We know how to beat them. They, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, obviously, we not going to get no bigger, I guess. So, we'll see how it goes. But I don't think we're going to win the gold. I only want to sit here and be like, oh, who's going to win the gold then? I don't know, but I just feel like we not going to win the gold. Like, I just get this feeling.
Out there. That's who going to go. Somebody else. USA or the field. Might take the field this year.
I hope we do. You know, that'd be what's up. But I don't know. I just don't see it happening with that squad, man. Because, like, I'm a dude. Like, I like defense, bro. And I don't see no defense on that squad besides Draymond. That's crazy. Like, how you don't have no defenders?
Yeah.
No defenders. Like, think of it, top to bottom. And don't say no damn KD, because he ain't no damn defender.
He's not a defender. He can play defense, but he's not a defender.
He can play defense when he has a great defensive team. He can play defense.
He can play defense.
When he has a great defensive team, he can play defense. He be getting it cooked.
He's getting cooked by who?
Well, I'm not talking about who he was getting cooked by. I'm just talking about in general, he gets cooked. He ain't no one-on-one defender strap you down. Like, yeah, that's chalk.
Oh, no.
Get KD the business, especially at this point in his career.
I'm really trying to think, and I can't think of nobody. And I still can't believe that they got Kevin Love on this team.
That's what I'm saying. Like, come on, bro. Kevin Love. No disrespect to him, but just come on, bro.
He's just trying to hoop. He said, I'm just trying to win something.
Maybe he's trying to show what he still got or something, because, you know, he was, like, point shaving with the Cavs. He didn't really want to play. He trying to get traded or whatever. So maybe that's playing a part in it. Maybe he just –
key to the Olympics.
Huh?
Maybe he the key to the Olympics.
I wouldn't say all that.
Tell him to put some weight back on and go grab 15 rebounds again.
I know, right? Excuse me. I know, what happened? I want the old Kevin Love back, man. Like, Brian and messed that man up, made him lose all that weight, turned him into a shooter and shit.
Turned him into Cleveland Bosh. He said, you gotta go play the corner, cousin.
Yeah, that's crazy, though. That man was a big man, like 30-20 games and shit.
Hella 30-20 games.
Now look at him. It's like he don't even try to get boards no more. That shit is crazy.
Bro, well, I mean, you lose all that damn weight, and then your body start going stupid. This nigga start getting all types of crazy stuff wrong with him. And then when Bull purposely took his shoulder, wasn't that Kevin Love?
The Bull
Celtics purposely took his shoulder out.
Yeah, he was on all night shit. Kelly Olynyk ripped my man's shoulder out the socket.
That one's just bad luck. But all this other shit, it all happened after he lost the weight. That's bad luck too, for real, I guess. But damn.
Yeah. I mean, he won the chips. He won the chip, so hey, you mean it was worth it at the end of the day. Same thing with Chris Bosh. They be talking all that Chris Bosh stuff. I know he be like, man, it was worth it. I don't care. I was in Toronto. Yeah, I was nice in Toronto and all that. I was the leader of the team, but I wasn't going to win no chip.
The only reason I don't like it is because then dudes forget how nice dudes was before they got there.
That's real. That is real, because Kevin looked
24-12 before he came there.
Bosh was an all-star every year.
Kevin Love might have been around the same, maybe better.
Yo, I think Kevin Love's stats was a little bit better, but
25-14, some crazy shit like that.
Chris Bosh with the dreads? Come on, bro. I used to hate him when the Sixers played him, bro. He used to get on my nerves, bro. That mid-range shot, bro. That thing was chicken. Oh, like, my God.
Bosh used to actually be dribbling. Like,
he used to cook Dolan Bear. Who else we had? We had Dolan Bear and somebody. He used to cook there. every time we played them, bro. Every time. I'm like, this man, but you know, he went to the, you know, Miami and everybody started making jokes and all that. Like, bro was a bucket, bro.
He was still a bucket in Miami, too. He just had the ball.
He was the key. For real. He was really the key to their run. Because you got to think about it. Every time Chris Bosh was out or injured or something like that, they didn't play that well.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was obviously, they have LeBron and D-Wade. So don't get it messed up. But what I'm saying is those big games, important games and stuff like that, when they have playoff series, not no damn regular season game.
Nah,
like
it makes sense, bro. First off, we talking about what, almost a decade ago?
Right.
So it was way less stretch fours and fives in the league than there is now. So just not having a stretch five healthy that's an all-star was a huge hit back then, because now the paint is crowded.
Well, right.
So, like, simple as that.
Especially with the team that they had and shit. Yeah. They ain't have nobody when them all-stars was out. Oh, my God. They got Joel Anthony and shit. Like, oh, Lord.
No other bigs for sure. Like, you had other backup shooters. You, Mario Chalmers, like, dudes like that. But you ain't had no other big that could take Chris Bosh, please.
Yeah, they bigs was cheese, but all they bigs.
Didn't he have Birdman that 1 year?
They did have Birdman.
But he couldn't shoot. But Birdman used to be getting crazy. He'd bring all the energy.
He would definitely come in this trap and shoot, locking the paint right up. He said, "This is my paint. This is my paint."
Real rap, though. I don't even know how we got there, bro.
Real rap, but
Chris Bosh. Shout out to Chris Bosh, though, man.
Real rap. I don't know how we got on that.
Niggas forget that he was tough. Niggas forget how tough D-Wade was. Niggas never gonna forget how tough LeBron was, though. That's dead.
You tripping. Niggas don't forget how tough D-Wade was. You tripping. You tripping.
Nah, some people do. I be seeing some disrespectful stuff.
I'm not even about to pay that no mind. I ain't even about to talk about that. You tripping. But Team USA got to get it together, though, bro. Like,
oh, for sure.
They, which I think they're going to do, but I don't think they're going to, like I said, I don't think they're going to win the gold. I hope they do, but yeah, they're not looking too good, man. It's the squad just don't look good. I don't like how the squad play.
They
like,
I get some chemistry, bro.
Yeah. I give them time. I'll shut up. Like, they hoopers. You feel what I'm saying? That's one thing. They do got hoopers. I'm saying so.
I get some chemistry, and they're going to have to figure out that more than just one, two people going to have to crash the glass in certain games.
Yeah. And somebody going to have to sacrifice. Like, somebody ain't not going to score. Like, you know what I'm saying? So,
if y'all want to win, I mean, if y'all just want to come over here and score, then I mean, hey.
Yeah. Somebody got to be like, yo, I'm playing defense on the, like Kobe did. I'm playing defense on the best player on that squad or whatever the case may be. You get rebounds. You be the scorer. Like, Melo was the scorer. He was the three-point shooter. You know what I'm saying? Right. On some of them squads and all
that's
that.
What like, they, it's like, they need Olympic Melo. They wouldn't have lost neither one of them games. He bro, won 40 in both of them. Oh, bro, y'all want it? Give me the ball.
Bro, rap. Bro, what? Bro, man, Melo don't miss in the Olympics, bro. That is crazy, yo. That is crazy. That man is knocked down in the Olympics.
He is different. Hoodie Melo and Olympic Melo is, like, both right there. But Olympic Melo is just a little bit.
I'm about to say, I got to take Olympic Melo over.
Olympic Melo just a little bit better.
Man. He be getting crazy. That thing chicky young.
That's who they needed. They got old-ass Kevin Love. You should have had old-ass Melo. For real.
Real rap, though.
Y'all would have been straight. You can run whoever else on the floor with him. Just hit him when he open.
Don't even need no defense. Don't need no rim protector. Just give Melo the ball.
Yep. Just hit him when he open. He going to hit that joint every time.
Real rap.
Melo probably shoot like 60% from three in the Olympics. Some wild shit.
I wouldn't, but well, 60 is a little crazy.
60 is crazy.
I know he got to shoot like close to 50%.
Yeah. Probably something stupid, but Olympic Melo definitely different. But it wasn't nothing else on, so I've been watching baseball. P. Alonso back to back home run derby champion. That's kind of fire.
Oh, that was lit.
Yeah, that's kind of
cool. That home run derby was actually lit though when they was going at it at the end though. And he was I thought he got him and shit at that end when he
Mancini.
What is his name? Don't know. I'm talking about the Asian dude. Soha.
Oh, Ohtani.
Ohtani, whatever his name. I think it's Ohtani. Yeah. I be trying to say his first name though. So, what is it? Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani.
Something like that.
My fault. I'm butchering his name, but yeah. He was bro. He kept trying to pull the ball at first and all that. Then he just started letting that thing fly. That thing.
I was wondering, like, why was so many of the hitters coming up trying to, like, just hit the shit out the park. This is a hitter's fit. All you got to do is hit like this.
Yeah. I mean, but it's they be tired. And it's like, but you got to think about it, bro. Like, they be hitting, they be trying to hit them balls far as shit. Like, you 500 and something feet and all of that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie. If I was an all-star, that's what I'd be trying to do. Like, yo, I'm trying to hit the furthest home run. Like, that's probably what they be trying to do, bro. I ain't going to lie to you. Then at the end, when the time, you know, they get to, you know, at the end of it, they start trying to go crazy and take it serious. But,
yeah.
It definitely, I think a lot of that goes on. Like, I don't think they take it serious at first. Some of them do. Like, you see, some of them dudes in that first round, they go crazy. But, you know, I feel like it'd be fatigue and all of that. And them just playing around and stuff.
For sure. But I feel, I don't know, bro. Them certain people that was batting was trying to pull the ball. And it was just like, bro, you just watched somebody just, like, hit 8 in a row just from hitting them straight down the middle of the field. Like, if you make the right contact, you don't even have to pull it. Real clearly.
Yeah, it's easy.
That's what a couple people were showing. I think Mancini had a stretch like that with like 4 or 5, maybe 6 in a row. Alonso had a stretch with like 8 in a row. I think it was like, dude's just getting crazy.
Yeah, he different. Pete Alonso different. He got kicked out of the bar that night too.
He got kicked out of the bar that night?
Supposedly. Somebody
kicked him. He was turned up.
Yeah, supposedly he got kicked out of the bar. Like, they crazy. He won a home run derby and got kicked out.
He's hilarious. He said back to back. He was in there going stupid to that.
Turning right up. Had to drink in his hand and everything. That dude's sick. Dang, I'm kicking it out. It's cool though.
That's hilarious. That dude,
that's funny shit. But yeah, that was definitely a good fucking home run derby. But bro, I'm so mad because it's like it ain't much to talk about now, man. It's like it's so crazy, bro. Like,
yeah, bro, we just
gotta wait 2-3 days for a game to come on. Baseball on a break right now too, so it's just
right. It's only one baseball game tomorrow. That ain't even baseball being back for real. That's just one game.
Exactly. So I mean, I ain't got real much, you know, too much right now. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I could talk about the Eagles and all of that. And I heard about the Sixers. No, this is what I wanted to talk about before we go, because we could cut this one short. Give them that something real short and sweet. But
facts.
The Sixers are working out this dude named Matt Mitchell. Remember his name. This man is a bucket. He played for San Diego State. He averaged like 25. Just go watch him. I'm not even going. We're going to talk about, we can talk about him next episode. But I just want you to remember that name. If we get him in a draft, yo, his name is Matt Mitchell. Pure scorer, bro. You watch him play, bro. Bucket. Like, just a bucket. Exactly what
Matt Mitchell, like Matthew Mitchell type shit.
I don't know if it's Matthew. Yeah, just put Matt. Okay. But Matt Mitchell, San Diego State, bro. Bucket. But we brung him in for a private workout. I don't know yet if he did yet, but supposedly I saw it the other day. So maybe he worked out for us already. That's somebody that we could get because we got the 28th pick. But I just want to keep I want you to keep your eye out or keep your ears open for that name. Cause I'm telling you, somebody gonna get him, and he is a hidden gem. That boy, he NBA ready. Like, you just watching him play, like, he getting to the post, hit the fadeaway, hit the three. Like, he got the range. He hit from 40. Like, all that. Like, clutch, shoots 84% from the free throw line. Get his own bucket. ISO, get out my way. Watched him bring his team back from, like, 15-20 by himself. Going crazy. Like, ISO, they doubling him. He's smooth, though. Like, he's not super athletic. He don't go up dunking on people. None of that. It's all fluid. Like, obviously, Kawhi. Kawhi was at one of his games. He put up like 33 or something like that. But he's just smooth, bro. Like, chicken. Form beautiful. But, yeah.
It's another option in the draft besides Cade. Heard you.
Cade.
Cade Cunningham.
We ain't getting him. I'm talking about the Sixers.
Nah, no, I'm saying it's another option that's going to be tough. Okay, say look.
Hella options this year.
Nah, I know. I'm just talking shit.
I'm about to say you getting crazy. You disrespecting the young Bulls.
Trash.
There's some guys coming out. Nah, I definitely wanted to say that real quick, though, before we go.
Nah, for sure. I'm going to check him out, bro. We could definitely get into that next episode. Matt Mitchell, San Diego State. I'm going to definitely check him out. They was in a tournament this year?
Not sure. I don't think so.
I'll look. Either way, I'll watch a couple, see if I can find a couple regular season janks either way.
Was it this year or last year that they was like 22-0 at some point? One of these years they was good. I'm not sure. I don't want to lie and say it was this year, but right. I know it was one of these years. Like
one recently. Of these years they was. I remember San Diego State being on my college bracket one of these years.
Yeah, and I remember because that's what they like retired Kawhi jersey and Kawhi was there. That's when the dude snapped out.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm gonna look it up though.
Yeah, I'm about to say
we can get out of here. And,
yeah, bro.
Yeah, we about to go watch this game.
Yeah, man, ain't much to talk about. So we gotta watch the game. So we right back. You know what I'm saying with episode 88.
Right, we gonna holler at y'all. Peace.
Yeah, sure.